With the election a year off and public support for American involvement in Iraq fading, the Bush administration has begun searching for an exit strategy that will not further destabilize the country.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
A Washington Post ABC poll taken before the downing of the American helicopter yesterday indicates only 47% approving the president's handling of Iraq and 87% fearful that America will get bogged down there. The administration has ruled out sending reinforcements and is now studying plans for a phased withdrawal of American troops. The effort will be to replace American soldiers with Iraqi troops on an accelerated schedule. Having disbanded the 500,000-man Iraqi army, the coalition authorities are now preparing to call many of them back into service, aiming for a new army of 27 battalions. On NBC's Meet the Press yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld outlined ideas for Iraqizing the war against the pro-Saddam insurgency. He said Iraqi forces have been increased to 100,000, headed towards a goal of 200,000 next year. Some American officials believe it was a mistake to disband the Iraqi army in the first place, but others say that pro-Saddam elements had to be weeded out and a new army created from the ground up. It is hard to know how plans for replacement of American with Iraqi troops will go in the light of the increasing sophistication of insurgent attacks, as exemplified by the shooting down of the helicopter with a shoulder-mounted missile and the rocket attack on the Al Rashid Hotel. Commenting yesterday on the helicopter attack, a White House spokesman said, "They want us to run, but our will and our resolve are unshakable." But unshakable will apparently does not preclude an election year decision to start bringing the GIs home and leaving the Iraqis to fight their own battles. This is Daniel Shore.